It is possible for people to lie about whether or not they have one of these underlying health conditions. We're not going to require a doctor's note to do this. But I'm pleading with you, please, please, please do not jump ahead in line. We have so many more vaccines coming, and they're coming soon.
Governor Spencer Cox announced Utahns age 16 and older who have certain health conditions are immediately eligible to receive the vaccine. The CDC has only approved the Pfizer vaccine for ages 16 to 18, so those who fall into that category can only make an appointment with a health department that has Pfizer vaccine doses. Governor Cox says some pharmacies may not have the new eligibility requirement updated in their scheduling systems yet, so some patients may be required. Governor Cox also announced that Utahns no longer need to make vaccine appointments in their home county.
If you are eligible and you can find an appointment in another county, that's perfectly fine. Go for it. We are no longer requiring that you stay in your own county to get that vaccine.
He says after a first dose is administered, people need to go to the same location to receive their second dose. As of Thursday, 660,000 first and second doses have been administered, which is a weekly increase of 96,000 doses. Utah's rolling 7-day average of new COVID cases is at 723, which is a decrease from last week's 830. For more information about vaccination eligibility, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.